This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with actress Patricia Heaton. You know her from Everybody Loves Raymond, and now The Middle on ABC. But first, Kraft says it will nix fake colors in mac and cheese. Kraft is going to get rid of the fake colors in its macaroni and cheese dishes. The company announced that the original Kraft macaroni and cheese will be made without artificial preservatives or synthetic colors starting in January of 2016. The synthetic colors will be replaced by colors derived from natural sources such as paprika. A Mississippi woman said she found something sharp in her Kraft cheese singles. Every piece was full of glass. She called Kraft and was able to get a case number but hasn't received a return call as of yet. Reporters also reached out to Kraft for a statement and were given a 24-hour waiting period for a response. The woman's claim comes just a week after Kraft issued a recall on over 200,000 boxes of macaroni and cheese filled with fragments of metal. Scientists have cracked the code why nacho cheese Doritos are irresistible. They say the ingredients, fat ratio, texture, even the brightly colored bags all combine to make Doritos one of the most popular snack chips. They found that Doritos uses a perfect ratio of fat. A full 50% of their calories come from fat. This helps boost flavor while also creating a sensation of the Dorito melting in your mouth. What unusual phrases does your region of the country use? Researchers have created an interactive map of the United States that shows the different grammar and phrases different states and regions use. They found in New York and California, people use the word so in sentences to increase drama. Here's you a water bottle is a common phrase used in the South, but people in the North find it strange. All of my clothes need washed is what is said in Idaho. And wasn't anyone home but me, Alabama. That's yours. In Virginia, they say, don't none of y'all work as hard as I do. In California, I so might run this race with you. In Florida, I ain't never had no trouble with none of them. In New York, you are so in the doghouse for that. Full House is about to reboot. John Stamos, who played Uncle Jesse on the popular ABC family comedy in the late 1980s and early 1990s, confirmed rumors this week of the show's reboot when he was on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Telling Kimmel that Netflix had ordered 13 episodes of the new comedy, he said the series would kick off with a one-hour special. Later in the evening, the streaming service put out its own announcement saying Fuller House will premiere in 2016. The comedy will star Full House veterans Candace Cameron Bure, Jodie Sweetin, and Andrea Barber, with Stamos set to produce and guest star. Netflix says it's talking to other Full House stars, including Bob Saget, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, Dave Coulier, and Lori Loughlin, about participating as guest stars. In case you're wondering, men are more clicky than women. Men and women have distinct preferences when it comes to friendship. A recent study found women seek a few one-on-one, very close female friends, while men prefer large, all-male cliques or groups. Researchers say they also see the pattern in some animal social networks, and they base their new findings about humans on social media habits. Researchers analyzed profile pictures of almost 112,000 adults on Facebook and found when it came to profile pics featuring more than one person, men tended to show large groups of people and liked to be surrounded by lots of peers. There was also 50% more profile pics of two women than two men, suggesting women favor pairing up with friends like they prefer one-on-one romance partners. Well, this hopefully won't turn your stomach too much. Scientists created cheese using bacteria from people, including from feet and armpits. They created 11 types of cheese for an exhibit about synthetic biology. The samples of bacteria used in the cheese came from armpits, a foot, a belly button, and tears, and were taken using sterile cotton swabs. And sweat working is a thing. It mixes business with exercise. People are now holding business meetings during workouts. Sweat working is the growing practice of meeting clients for a walk, a run, or a fitness class. One exec who has mostly female clients says spinning, boot camp, and dance studios are great tools to develop relationships. Actress Patricia Heaton moved right from Everybody Loves Raymond to The Middle on ABC. And this week, she had some great guest stars to share the spotlight. Hello, Patricia.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, did I get this right? I saw in the TV guide that this is a very special episode of your show, The Middle. You've got some very special guests, as I understand.
Yes. Never in my wildest dreams when I was planning on going to see Mary Poppins in the second grade did I ever think to flash forward that I would be sitting next to Dick Van Dyke in a hair and makeup trailer in Burbank going over show tunes with him. And that's the beauty of this business, I have to say, is, you know, being able to meet some of your childhood icons. And Dick Van Dyke is coming onto our show as playing his real-life brother's brother. Jerry Van Dyke plays my dad on the show. And so they were reunited on TV, possibly the last time we'll, you know, ever see them together, since the Dick Van Dyke show. So it was really an honor and very exciting and very inspiring.
Did you get to sing with Dick Van Dyke?
No, there is singing. I will not be participating in that. The show really belongs entirely to Dick and Jerry. But it was so great. You know, Dick is what is he now, 90-something? And he's just as youthful as he was when he was playing Bert the Chimney Sweep. He recites Shakespearean monologues to keep him alert. He so inspired me by that. He sings. He's so light on his toes. It's just amazing. It was really wonderful.
And isn't there a little ode to the old Dick Van Dyke show with the Ottoman trip in your show?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a trip over a rug. And it was really fun to see Dick and Jerry together playing these sort of feuding brothers. And, you know, to see these professionals who have not lost their enthusiasm and passion and curiosity for their craft, it's just really inspiring and reminds me not to take for granted how blessed we are to be in this business and to have these long careers.
Were you a bit distracted working with somebody like Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah, it was you know, distracting in the best way, in that in between shooting scenes, there's quite a bit of downtime when they're changing the lighting or the camera angles. And a lot of times we sort of just wander back to our trailers and answer our emails or do whatever we have to do. But with Dick and Jerry both there, the stories were just wonderful, and we had a great time just listening to all the tales about their travels in show business.
And I would not be surprised to hear if one or both of them were big fans of you from Everybody Loves Raymond.
You know, I think they are, and I spent most of my time grilling Dick and Jerry about their lives together, and, you know, just what it was like to work on Mary Poppins and to all the different things, working on the Dick Van Dyke show, and I had actually just read Dick's autobiography before he came on the set, so it was really interesting, and I expressed that to him, what a long and winding road he took to get to his success. And, you know, his energy and his curiosity and his passion for life and living it to the fullest is an inspiration.
So what's happening with the Heck family in the near future?
Well, tonight's episode, which you'll, you know, see a beautiful episode with Dick and Jerry. And then we have another wonderful, memorable Mother's Day episode coming up, where once again, Mike tries and maybe or maybe not fails at trying to do a nice Mother's Day for Frankie. We also try to have a date night, and we can't get through a movie because we keep falling asleep. And then we have the big finale, which will be Sue's graduation, which is going to be really special. So there's a lot to look forward to in the next couple of weeks.
And will you guys be around next season, or will you find that out next month?
Yeah, we'll find out next month, but I would say it's likely that we'll be back.
Well, you know, everybody, including myself, wondered, you know, what do you do after such a great show like Everybody Loves Raymond? But the middle has really proven to be quite the little engine that could, you know?
Yeah, it feels that Raymond was kind of that way, too. You know, when we started out, we were on Friday nights at 8, I think, which kind of you know, a death trap for shows often. And, you know, it took a little while to build up the Raymond audience, and we kind of had that same slow but steady trajectory for the middle. And we really appreciate, you know, the people that have stuck with us since the beginning and people who are still finding it. We work really hard, and I think it kind of shows the quality of the writing when, you know, it's not the big splashy show that gets all the fanfare when we premiere. But because of the quality and the wonderful writers that we have, it really has gained steam and is now a big, you know, it's kind of the anchor of ABC's Wednesday night comedy lineup.
And I'll remind you, Patricia, again, that I have a crush on you. I appreciate you not embarrassing me, so I'll embarrass myself.
Thank you so much.
My wife understands. Don't worry about it.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, I've hired security since that last conversation, so we're all good.
Patricia Heaton, thanks so much. All the best.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
With Patricia Heaton of The Middle, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend, and this is the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 2010, the U.S. Department of Transportation enacted a rule that would fine an airline $27,000 for each passenger who they stranded between the terminal and takeoff. Well, why then are passengers still enduring torturous 3 to 8 hour delays on the tarmac? The final verdict after this. Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-679-MYTV. Get all your favorite channels in digital quality. Four-room packages as low as $19.99. Call 888-679-MYTV. It's true, airlines will be fined $27,000 per passenger if a plane sits on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. But here is the catch. Exceptions are allowed for safety and security issues. And get this, if returning to the terminal would disrupt airport operations. And that's the final verdict.
Think green. Harrison with you. Could real pond algae be the next gasoline? Turns out the holy grail in the renewable energy sector has been to create a clean, green process which uses only light, water, and air to create fuel. Now the Valcent company says their technology will turn water algae into biodiesel. Glenn Kurtz, Valcent's CEO.
Algae is the fastest growing plant on the planet. If I grow an acre of corn, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of producing oil, I can grow about 18 gallons of oil per acre per year. Algae, I can go up to 20,000 gallons of oil per acre per year.
Not only is algae the fastest growing plant on Earth.
If we took 1/10 of the state of New Mexico and converted it into algae production, we could meet all of the energy demands for the entire United States.
From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.